America Weekend.
Thank you for coming along to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. How are you doing today? I just got a new phone. Now, let me say this. I'm very particular about my smartphone and my laptop and all of that, just because I have a certain idea of how I should proceed with my smartphone. Now, I have had a BlackBerry. I graduated from the BlackBerry to 3 different Droids. And I liked the Droid well enough. I had no problem with it. Yes, some of the functionality I didn't love. Yes, I know that the iPhone is much smarter in certain ways in when you're navigating your phone, but I was pretty happy with my Droid until it started to give me problems. And so I decided I will get a new phone. And I bowed to peer pressure and I decided to finally get the iPhone. Do I love it? No, I don't love it. Yes, there are some pieces of it that are very smart and easy to navigate. What I don't like about it is that I don't get my notification light when I have a text or a phone call. That really bothers me, I have to say. I also don't like the sound of the phone that much, but I think I'll live with it. I think I'll give it a shot for a couple of years and then maybe go back to a Galaxy. So I'm doing all this research on ways to improve your iPhone battery. And there's this article I found on CBSNews.com, 7 ways you're completely killing your iPhone battery. Apparently, I'm learning that the battery isn't the greatest on the iPhone. So people are always plugging their iPhone in and charging it. You know, you're always seeing it somewhere in a room. Here are a couple of things, or more than a couple of things you should know about. If you think that plugging your iPhone into a computer will charge it, yes, but the computer has to be active. So make sure that if you're plugging into your USB, that the computer is on, not in sleep or standby mode, because that can cause problems. And in fact, it can actually drain your battery. So that is something to be aware of. I've heard this before, that exposing your phone to extreme temperatures can be a problem. So avoid exposing the iPhone to temperatures higher than 95 degrees, which is good to know if you're in the middle of a heat wave. And also if it's too cold, if you're in a very cold environment, you may see that the charge starts to diminish really quickly. And that is because of the extreme temperatures. If you're a Facebook addict and you're always on Facebook, using the Facebook app apparently also drains the battery quickly. They say the Facebook app may be to blame if the battery starts to drain down. So, you know, I would just say look at Facebook on your computer. I don't know that you need to look at it on your phone all the time. There are many settings on the iPhone that you should know about. There's low power mode on the settings. And so what happens is when you go into low power mode, it's able to conserve the battery better for you. So it helps to do that by reducing brightness and disabling certain features like AirDrop and iCloud sync that sucks up a lot of your energy. So that is important to know. Searching for a signal in low service areas, like if you're in a subway or something like that, underground, that also can really drain the battery. So you want to make sure that it's not always searching for a better signal. You can turn that off as well. Now, if you're one of these people who want to know about everything, you have notifications turned on for everything, that is going to drain your battery as well. So you want to be picky about your notifications. You know, maybe just choose 2 or 3 and not have it all on all the time, constantly being notified. And finally, there is an auto brightness feature on your phone, on your iPhone. And if you dim the brightness on your phone, it will help to conserve your battery. They also have it with hours where you can have it go down a little bit, the light go down a little bit at night. And so the lighting adjusts in the evening. So these are all in the settings feature on your iPhone. You can navigate that and look around and see what you can do to help eliminate some of the battery drain that is going on your iPhone. And here I am, an iPhone user, just like so many people. I did cave. I'm Valerie Smaldone. A pleasure to be with you on America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Stages.
I'm Judy Parker, San Diego, California. World famous dungeon tattoo and bar for 21 years straight.
Memorable job.
I did a prenuptial agreement.
The eternal agreement. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Inkin.
We've had everything in the window here. Naked ladies to naked men.
MSRP.
The average tattoo here in the dungeon is probably $50 to $200. That I would get would be at least $200. People have different tastes. Some like them small and some like it all.
Memorable tat.
I did a prenuptial agreement.
Location.
On her butt. It wasn't just the lady. The man had it too, and they had to sign them. They didn't know how to run my tattoo machine, so it's kind of scribbly, but it worked.
American Biker Minute.
I wonder how that'd be in court.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Social media makes it easy to reconnect with old contacts and make new ones. But what you gain, you can lose in just one click.
According to a survey by Vital Smarts, 1 in 5 people have reduced their face-to-face contact with someone they know in real life after a run-in online.
And 19% have blocked, unsubscribed, or unfriended someone over a virtual argument.
To avoid this trap, treat situations online the same way you would in person. Bite your tongue. Think twice before you respond.
Walk away. Don't engage with someone who makes you feel uncomfortable.
Smile politely. Simply say thanks for sharing to end a conversation.
Think before you click. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.